Let me start off by saying, you guys, this is a great day for the Kansas City Chiefs organization. None of this would have been possible without the leadership of Clark Hunt. I think all along, I think you all know me by now, that in situations like this, you know, you have to have a degree of patience. And, you know, it's this process has been going on now for 7 to 10 months. And what's good is it now kicks off a very positive attitude for training camp. And with that, I'll take your question.
Hey, John, it's Adam Teicher. With that said, what took you so long?
Well, I had bad cell phone service up here at my cottage in Wisconsin, and I have to go on top of the hill at the hardware store some days to talk, so maybe that was it.
Now, seriously, John, I know you guys wanted to get this done. Can you kind of prioritize what this means to the organization to have him locked up, not just for 2015, but for the long term?
Well, Justin's a great football player. We've always said along, if you can retain your own football players, great football players, that helps you sustain moving forward. He's young enough where he's going to have, you know, I foresee many great years with the Kansas City Chiefs organization. You know, again, these types of deals take a long time. Not everybody is going to get what they want.
Hey, John Herbie here. How are you? First off, congrats.
All right, Herbie. To you as well.
Were there any moments, or how stressful were the moments leading up to today's deadline? Did you think at any point that something wasn't going to get done?
No, it is what it is. I think stress is self-induced. I think you just have to be consistent day in and day out and kind of peck away and make sure that communication is always ongoing. And you know, all along through this process, I've told you guys that we have been in constant communication, and we had, you know, and it also, you know, I can't applaud his agent enough, Joel Siegel. I think Joel was, you know, he did a great job as well in this thing.
Hey, John, Torres from the Star, how you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good, my man.
Hey, I'm kind of curious about how you guys kind of the process of arriving at a number. Like, obviously it's a big number, right? But, like, when you guys are negotiating and you guys are making your internal projections about where you value the player at, how did you reach the number for Houston?
Well, again, that's one of those components that you guys know that there's a part of the business of the game I won't talk about, and I really won't go into detail of how we are going to calculate or project numbers. All I know is I think it's a fair deal for everybody here.
John, how do you feel about the state of your cap this year with the deal? Obviously, when you sign a long-term extension, that creates more money up front, right? So how do you feel about the state of the cap this year and now going forward with another big money contract on the books?
I feel that we have we have enough flexibility to where we'll be able to do more deals. I mean, that's what you do.